Okay, usually I say if you email me, I'll send you my copy of the book for any books I might own. But this one is out of print and it actually was so hard to find. I cannot send it to you. But if you email me, I'll send you a scan. I had to drive to the Powell's in Portland to get this book and I could not figure out how to buy a new copy, and it like has never been pirated successfully online. So, sorry. Anyway, this is a couple selected poems from Interpretive Work by Elizabeth Bradfield. This poem is called Non-Native Invasive. Lupine, gentian, chocolate lily. We've been naming, been exclaiming, been looking up in our guidebooks the alpine flowers. But look at these, Amy says, pointing to bright dandelions at trail edge, heads like airplane aisle lights. How pretty! Don't you want to pick bunches and bunches and bring them home? A swell of roadside by my house yellows with them now, excessive petals turning to excessive seed. Curbside, I'm glad they are not lawn, but they'll invade this meadow, push out with brash cheer, forget me not, and woolly lousewort. I want to reconcile them, but I can't. I hiked up to see anemones and saxifrage to get away from landscaping and what landscaping weeds out. I think of how they arrived, seeds embedded in boot dirt, stuck to our socks and the fur of our dogs. Praise their tenacity, says Amy, but she's just arguing a point. None of us is glad they've hitched a ride up here. None of us knows how to accept the way love changes what it's drawn to, smudging self across what's seen when what thrilled us first was difference. This one is called Specimen. The jars themselves were lovely, fluted top and rounded stopper. A few drops of condensation pearled above the fill line. How little we would see were it not for context, or more specifically, things out of context. Flowers in a vase, bears in a zoo, bottled fish in a museum. The fish inside recurved on themselves, tails hooked along the wall, surreal and gorgeous as fluids and dyes had made the skin and muscled flesh translucent, the bones blue, the cartilage lines of spine and jaw magenta. The eye was ghostly, the gills just a shadow of white, and the ribs reached their grasping so obvious, and the tail pulling the body to its closure. The fins thin stays like the bones of a fan, the blue kernel of otolith floating behind the eye, waiting to vibrate with sound. And the whole thing swollen by the glass that held it. You've never seen the body so clearly articulated, so clearly pressed against its confines. Have I wanted enough from this world? She's so good. Let's do one more. This one's really good. It's called The Science of Reconstruction. Turn a wheel. And the velociraptor stripes pink, dots chartreuse, swirls mustard. Choose one, the sign says. All are possible. I imagine, given the known variables, how you miss me when you're out in mangroves, eskers, or fjords, showing people what to see in what they see, how I'd like you to miss me. A bird flushes, and my gasp startles in your chest. Your mouth wets at a scent in the air that associates. The astronomer shows stars gauzed by rock concert fog, backlit and pulsed. He shows solar winds pluming around novae, noble gases in coronas, slide after slide we gape. Then he tells us he's made what we're gawking at through filter and algorithm, picked colors for the elements designed, in effect, our awe. Without his help, he says, we'd think nothing was there.